What is holding back my career? Abraham, what would you say to those who are moving toward their first field of employment or are making a career change and are considering things like income or growth potential, product or service demand, and so forth? What would you say to them in trying to decide what direction for them to take?
The life you have already lived has caused you to determine the details of the experience you're looking for, and the perfect situation is already lined up for you. Your work right now is not to get out there and find the perfect set of circumstances, but instead to allow the unfolding of circumstances that will lead you right to a position that satisfies the myriad of intentions that you've come to through your life experience. In other words, you never know more clearly what it is you do want than when you're living what you don't want. So not having enough money causes you to ask for more money. An unappreciative employer makes you ask for someone who appreciates your talent and willingness. A job that asks very little from you causes you to desire something that inspires more clarity and expansion through you. A job that requires a long commute in traffic gives birth to a desire for work that is closer to where you live, and so on. We'd like to convey to anyone looking for a change in their work environment, it's already queued up for you in a sort of vibrational escrow. Your work is to align with what your past and current experiences have helped you to identify that you want. It may sound strange, but the fastest way to an improved work environment is to look for things in your current environment that make you feel good. Most people do exactly the opposite, by pointing out the flaws where they stand in an effort to justify an improved environment. But since the law of attraction always gives you more of whatever you're giving your attention to, if your attention is upon unwanted things, then more unwanted things are on the way as well. When you leave one situation because of the unwanted things that are present, you find the essence of the same unwanted things in your next environment as well. Think and speak of what you do want. Make lists of things that are pleasant about where you are. Think excitedly about the improvements that are on the way to you. De-emphasize what you don't like and emphasize what you do like, and then observe the universe's response to your improved vibration.